Praise the Lord. It's so good to have each and every one of you here at Oasis Live Stream, and we just welcome you today. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we just want to wish you a happy Resurrection Day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This time, we will do our Neighbor Looking Time. Mm-hmm. I tell you, right before the Neighbor Looking Time, we want to thank everybody. We've had a lot of growing pains with this Facebook, going on Facebook. We've only been on Facebook less than 3 weeks now. And we're actually just kind of doing it by the seat of our pants, doing it with a personal iPad and just doing it, just learning a lot learning. In the last 3 weeks. We appreciate all your prayers and just continue to pray for us. And we'll continue to do this as we continue to follow the leading that the Lord has given us. That's now, we do something here, and we call it a Neighbor Looking Time. And I know that actually we have only one or two neighbors in the building right now, but we do this. So if you're at home, we want you to do it at home. And this is what we normally do in our services. So let's do this at this time. What do we do? what do we say?
I came
to receive God's good word this day, and I declare I'm ready. Are you ready to receive God's good word this day? And I declare I will never, never, ever be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Neighbor time's a little different when you don't have your neighbors, as many neighbors. At this time, I'm going to say the blessing over the word. And we're going to start on our message today. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're anointing and you're opening the eyes of our understanding this morning. You're helping us to see things we've never seen from your word. I thank you, you're giving us a deeper depth of your word into our spirit this day. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Isaiah chapter 53, and start in verse number 3, and I'm going to read out of the King James this morning. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. Now, I'm going to take a focus today on the portion that I'm teaching. I'm going to teach on one portion of what Jesus bore for us today. Jesus bore and he felt depression and oppression. He took it, he bore it for all of us. He took mental anguish. Maybe you're going through the hardest time of your life today. Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 15, we have a high priest. This is in the New International Reader's Version. We have a high priest who can feel it when we are weak and hurting. We have a high priest who has been tempted in every way just as we are, but he did not sin. So Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And I want to read that version one more time. I really like this version. We have a high priest who can feel it when we are weak and hurting. We have a high priest who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, but did not sin. Now, our friends may not understand our feelings or what we're going through. Our spouses and relatives, maybe they can't understand. Jesus understands. He bore it. He went through it. He experienced it. Sometimes we may not feel able to face another day or go another step. Jesus understands how we feel. You may feel like you're losing your mind, but Jesus felt that too. He experienced that. He bore that for us. Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus has redeemed us from mental problems and mental anguish. But that doesn't mean that the enemy, just because we've been redeemed of that, doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to fight us in those areas. The chastisement, the word says, of my peace was upon him. So in other words, for us to get the peace of God on us, Jesus went through the scourging. He went through the crucifixion. He bore the pain. He bore everything. He experienced everything that we would ever experience in this life. And he's already bore it for us. everything that is going on right now, all that's in the news and the coronavirus and everything, your mind may not be thinking right now. Maybe you're so depressed that you don't know what to do. God says, what I did broke that off of you. So you're free today because of what Jesus did. Fear is broken off of your life. Panic is broken off of your life. Unrest is broken off of your life. God is doing a new thing in you today. A new hope is being birthed in you right now. The light is coming on. Darkness has surrounded you, but now your light breaks forth. Isaiah 60 and verse number 1 in the Amplified says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and the brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory and the brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. The enemy paints dark pictures, pictures of hopelessness. In fact, it may look now darker than ever before in your whole life. Remember, today is Resurrection Sunday. A lot of people have lost hope because of everything that's going on, but you will get through this. Maybe it's a surgery, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's a health issue, maybe it's the loss of a job. You will get through this. You will recover. When darkness tries to surround us, God helps us to discover how to hold on to hope. When we feel forsaken, alone, and unworthy, and there are times that we all feel this way, remember, Jesus bore it for us on the cross. He bore hopelessness. He bore depression. If He bore it, then we don't have to bear it. Sometimes we're bombarded with negative thoughts. They try to torment us, oppress us, and beat us down. 2 Corinthians 7 and 6 in the Amplified says, but God, who comforts and encourages the depressed and the disquieted. I like that. God who comforts and encourages the depressed and the disquieted. God Himself is comforting you today. God Himself is encouraging you today. In Deuteronomy 28 and 13, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. If you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. In the Message it says, God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the bottom dog, as you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commandments of God, your God, that I'm commanded you today. Now I'm going to speak a declaration over you today. I declare this over you today. I declare this is your season. I declare you are above only and not beneath. I declare that you are the head and not the tail. I declare breakthroughs today in your emotions. I declare breakthroughs today in your mind. I declare the glory of God is coming into your problems and causing miracles to happen to you. I declare over you today is a new season. I declare over you today a sudden turnaround in your situation for the good. Good change is coming to you. You've been through the darkest dark that you've ever experienced. Well, now it's a new day. Now it's a new season. There is new hope being poured out on you today. Romans 15 and 13 in the Amplified Classic says, may the God of hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. I'm going to call Pastor Sharon as I'm giving the last of this morning. Don't dread today. Don't dread tomorrow. God will make a way. God will give you the strength. God will give you the direction. God will give you the provision. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, in God's Word translation, says, forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on the events from long ago. I'm going to do something new. It's already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert. I'll make rivers on dry land. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. God is so good, isn't He? He just loves each and every one of us so much. And He wants us to have that peace that only He can give. The peace of God that passes all understanding. And His peace only will keep your hearts and minds. So we've got to totally depend on the Lord. We've got to totally put our trust in Him this morning and every day. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, we're celebrating this morning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, this is one of the greatest days of all mankind, even to those that might not realize it at the time. Jesus Christ is living, He is alive, and He is full of power this morning. And He has got great things in store for you as a child of God. And I just want to say that resurrection means simply rising from the dead. Rising from the dead. In Hebrews 2 and 18 it says, since He Himself has gone through suffering and testing, He is able. Okay, let me say that again. He is able. Since He Himself has gone through suffering and testing, He is able to help us when we are being tested. So, you know, you might be going through something this morning. You might be going through some testing this morning. You might be going through some suffering this morning. You might be going through a hard time right now. Your mom might just be screaming this morning, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how this is going to work out. Well, we just have to give it to God. We have to know that we serve a living God, a powerful God this morning. You might be going through depression, as Pastor brought out. You might be going through sickness this morning. You might be going through financial problems this morning. You might be going through an addiction this morning, or grief, or sorrow, or fear. You might be going through feelings of guilt. You might be going through feelings of worry this morning, or fear. Failures, any number of things that you might be going through this morning. But because Jesus went through these things, He suffered all these things in Himself. He knows what it is. He knows just how you feel this morning. He went through testing. And because He went through suffering and testing, He is able to help us. See, God is on our side today. He's not looking at you and saying, oh, they failed. You know, they're going through oppression this morning. They failed. You know, so He's angry with, God's angry with me. No, He went through suffering. He went through oppression. He went through testings. He went through things just like what you might be experiencing today. And because of that, He is able to help us. He cares this morning. He understands those things. He knows exactly what you're going through today, and He cares about you. And He is able to help you today. Now, the Lord wants to resurrect some areas in your life. And what better day than today to have God to enter in, to just show up on the scene this morning, today, and just work some miracles out in your life. Work some things out. You know, we can still be going through a struggle and a trial and a hard time, but we can have the peace of God. He bore that for us. He was made peace for us. Amen? And that's where we need to be when we're going through a struggle. We need to be in that place of peace. He wants to bring healing to some areas in your life. Luke 8 and 43 through 48, I wanted to read that to you this morning. Luke 8, 43 through 48 in the Amplified says, and a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and has spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind Him and touched the fringe of His outer robe. And immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, who touched me? While they were all denying it, Peter and those who were with him said, Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you. But Jesus said, someone did touch me, because I was aware that power to heal had gone out from me. Jesus is still able, that His power, you touch Him. You touch Him by faith this morning. You reach out to Him this morning. And He is all powerful. He still has the power to heal you. He still has the power to deliver you this morning from whatever you might be going through. And when the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and fell down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. God can immediately heal you. He can touch you right now immediately and deliver you and heal you from that issue that the enemy is coming against you with. This woman had an issue of blood. You might have an issue of oppression or depression. You might have an issue of sickness this morning or financial difficulty. Whatever that issue is that you might be going through this morning, God is able and He is willing. He's not just able, He is willing to touch you today and to heal you and deliver you and bring you out of this situation. But He wants you to trust in Him right now that whatever you're going through, trust Him right now that He is God and He is able and He is willing this morning. And it says, He said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed, well-being." I love that this morning. Amen. You know, this woman had suffered for 12 years. You may have suffered for many years also. She suffered for 12 years and she spent all the money that she had. You might be at that place. Maybe you've spent all the money that you have. But she had a day of resurrection. God has a resurrection in your life. Don't give up. Don't say, "I can't take it anymore." God has a plan and He has a way where there seems to be no way to bring you out of that situation this morning. Jesus restored this woman. He restored her health. He restored her and He made her well. He made her whole. He healed her body. And I love how He said, "Go in peace." That's the way He wants you to go today. He wants you to go in peace, untroubled. I love that. He wants you to go in peace, untroubled. Don't be troubled today. He said, "Don't be troubled. Give it all to me. Trust me." And then He says, "Undisturbed, well-being." That's how the Lord wants us to walk in life. Even when things look bleak, even when things look bad, even when things are hard, He's wanting you to put it all in His hands. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed, in well-being. Amen. Isaiah 53 and 2 says, "When you go through deep water, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." Now notice that the Lord said, when you go through these things, when you go through deep waters, when you go through difficulty, when you go through the fire, He's not saying you won't ever go through these things, that you'll never have a problem in this life, but you will go through things in this life. But the Lord will be with you. He will bring you through. This situation you're going through will not destroy you. He will bring you out. Amen. It will not consume you. And in Isaiah 61 and 3 says, "To all who mourn, I will restore beauty for ashes, joy instead of despair." God has beauty for your ashes this morning. Amen. He will restore you. He is a restorer today. He is a healer today. He wants to restore and heal your mind, your body, your soul, your will and your emotions. Amen. He is the healer. He is the restorer today. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. But you know, we can't overcome these things in ourselves. We can't overcome these things in our flesh. We can't overcome these things through our mind or any other way. It takes the power of God. It takes leaning on and drawing from God's power. Amen. Only from His power this morning. Ephesians 3 and 20, and I'll close with this scripture this morning. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, Now all glory to God who is able. There it is again. All glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. God is able this morning. If you can't get anything else in your mind this morning, if you feel like you're overwhelmed this morning, just remember, let it get down deep inside. Let it go from your mind down into your spirit, down into your heart and then into your spirit this morning. God is able. God is able to do whatever you need Him for this morning. Amen? And I want you to know that God wants you to walk in peace. Amen? He wants you to walk in His peace this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray over you this morning. If that spoke to you, if that ministered to you, if that is an area, any of those is an area that you're dealing with this morning. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people today. Those watching today, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you are the God that is able, that you can work all things together for our good, that you can work miracles today, that you are the healer, that you are the deliverer, that you are the protector. I thank you, Father God, that your peace that passes all understanding fills their hearts and their minds this day. I thank you, Father God, that hope rises up, Father. I thank you that they look to you, God, not within their own strength, but within your strength today. And we thank you that you, Father God, bring them out, Father, that you lift them up this morning and that you do a mighty work in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, maybe you don't know that risen Savior this morning. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord. Well, I want to give you the opportunity to ask Him into your life today, to invite Him to be Lord of your life. So if you will, just pray this prayer with me. If that's you this morning, you want salvation, just bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I surrender my life to you, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, maybe you have asked the Lord into your heart. Maybe you are saved this morning, but you just know that there's some areas of your life that you need to surrender to Him. Maybe you need to rededicate your life to Him this morning. And if that's you today, if you'd like to rededicate your life to the Lord, just pray this prayer with me today. Heavenly Father, I rededicate and I reconsecrate my life to you. I want to live my life for you, Lord. I want a closer relationship with you. I surrender my all this day. I surrender my life totally to you. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning we have the praise dance team that is going to worship the Lord this morning and praise and dance. And while they're coming, I just want to read a scripture today in Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. It says, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord laid." He is not in the grave. He is not in the tomb today. He is risen. He is alive, and He is working mighty things. And we just give Him praise this morning because He is a great and mighty God. And I want to just ask you today also, if you prayed those prayers with us, if you prayed the prayer of salvation with us this morning, or you pray the prayer of rededication this morning, we would love to hear about it. We would love to know and rejoice with you. So we would just ask you to just send us a comment and let us know that you prayed that prayer with us this morning. And we're just so honored and so thankful that you are in the kingdom of God today. And we just give God all the praise. I'll turn it over to the dance team.